Going to share with you several reflections showing the love and compassion that our church family has for our pastor, Mark Whitaker. Mark Whitaker arrived in Homosassa during the middle of 2000 at the First United Methodist Church of Homosassa. 12 years later, we observed the 100th anniversary of the chartering of the Methodist congregation in Homosassa. As important as every era has been in the history of our congregation, none is more significant than the past 12 years. The congregation has continued to grow. Ministries have expanded, and so have our buildings, land, and facilities. Hundreds of people have contributed to these efforts, and Pastor Mark has definitely led the way. Mark's leadership during this first 12 years of the 21st century has positioned FUMCH for continuing effectiveness in the future. Both Mark and Iris have left indelible imprints within the life of our congregation and throughout Citrus County. For this, we are very grateful. I remember when Mark came to my house and I was out in the backyard, working in the backyard. I really looked awful. He asked me if I could take over the new members. He said Bill and Connie Barton were ready to give up, as they had been doing it for many years, and by the way, doing an excellent job. It is so hard to say no to Mark, and I accept it. It has been a very rewarding experience meeting new people and listening to their stories. I also will miss not working at Mark and Iris's for the Christmas holiday, when they invited the whole congregation to join them for snacks, cookies, and Iris's delicious punch. They will be missed by me a lot, but they will still be around, and I'm hoping I will see them often. God bless them both, as well as their family. I hope they will enjoy retirement, having lots of travel. In many cases here, folks, there's no mystery, but we decided not to mention each name as we went along, because we knew a lot of you were going to be able to figure out who they are right away. On our trip to Haiti, we went to Sunday service at a small church in Olivier. Pastor Mark was scheduled to preach at that small Haitian church, and Pastor Miller to interpret Pastor Mark's sermon. Pastor Mark started preaching from the Bible, and then Pastor Miller would interpret. He was quite animated, arms and hands waving to emphasize what Pastor Mark was saying. The congregation would say things of approval in Haitian. With each thing that Pastor Mark said, Pastor Miller would interpret. But each time he was getting more and more animated, hands emphasizing and moving about. This energy passed on to Pastor Mark, who then started to get just as animated as Pastor Miller. You can imagine. His hands waving and his voice getting louder and louder. This energy transferred to the congregation. It was like a dance. Pastor Mark, Pastor Miller, and the congregation. The tempo got faster and faster, the pitch louder and louder. Hands waved more and more. So much that Pastor Miller knocked something off the railing. That did not stop them at all. I don't think they even noticed it. They just continued. Both getting more and more animated. When the service was over and things calmed down, I was amazed what had happened. It was a miraculous transformation that day in Olivier, Haiti. Hurricane Katrina. A group of men from our church went to Mississippi to help in assisting the victims of the storm. One evening, Pastor Mark and Dick Evans were playing cards. Somehow, some way, someone tossed some money on the table with the cards. And guess what? Someone else took a picture of both Pastor Mark and Dick. They're both in the picture. Needless to say, this man down here always has a sense of humor. Needless to say, there was much discussion and laughter. The pictures never surfaced and have been destroyed. Just another example of Pastor Mark's understanding and sense of humor, even though the joke was on him. In 2001, I was shopping at the Walmart in Spring Hill. I was at the checkout counter, and a man and woman were checking out in front of me. They were talking about something, and I don't remember what they said, but I said to them, "What would your pastor say?" Iris said to me, "He is a pastor." I said, "Oh, where?" And they proceeded to that he was pastor at UMCH. I told him that we were building a house in Sugar Mill Woods and are looking for a Methodist church. Pastor Mark and Iris invited me to visit their church. I accepted and loved the people. Everyone made me feel so welcome, and I joined the church. Since then, FUMCH has changed my life in many ways. I do believe that God was on a mission that day. Pastor Mark was a very strong promoter of our Christmas Snickers bar campaign for the prisoners. Mark thoroughly promoted that and was a very strong influence in our actions during that time. After numerous campaigns, we found out that Mark doesn't like Snicker bars. That Mark doesn't like Snicker bars. So Mark, we thank you for your strong support of these Snickers events and present you with a package of Milky Ways, your favorite. On May 29th, 2007, we were told that my husband would probably not live through the day. I called the church to tell someone, and very soon, Pastor Mark was at our door. Our daughter Lynn was with me, but Mark had come to do whatever he could. He sat with us most of the morning. His presence was a comfort to us. Several weeks later, I knocked at his door and blurted out, "Mark, I'm not going to make it." I was so raw from the pain from having my husband gone, but Mark knew what to say and how to encourage me to keep going. God's man, in God's time, in the place he needed to be, could help God's child. Mark is a big man. And often big men seem instinctively to believe that they must be brave and never let their emotions show. I came to know the warm, tender, and very caring man who lived in that tall frame. We have prayed together in quiet moments with the Lord for the need of someone or something in this church. We have also praised God together for answers, together for prayer. We didn't always agree on how things should be done, but we talked about them in even tones, each with respect for the other's opinion. We worked well together, and it was a sad day when I had to tell him that I felt that God was moving me away. He said quietly, "If God says for you to go, you have to go. We can't argue with him." I felt sad, but he never tried to keep me from going. This is our last reflection coming up. My grandson Preston has attended our church 10 or 12 times. Preston is now 6 years old. On his most recent visit, when Pastor Mark said, "Do we have any first-time visitors?" I quickly said to him, "Preston, don't stand up," because he had done it so many times. He stood up and said to me, "Mimo, I'm a visitor because I am a visitor, and because I love Pastor Mark, and I've been here before." I can't think of a better ending for these wonderful, let's call them our treasured Whitaker remembrances. At this time, I would like to now announce the video presentation to show Mark's service through his 12 years as our beloved pastor. This video was done by Dave Marcus.